Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ here with CannabisRadio.com at Portland's Indo Expo 2016. And joining us at the desk, we have Soham. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Got to turn your mic up. I keep forgetting that.
I'm doing well, Russ. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And you're with the Denver Post and The Cannabist. Is that correct?
I am. I'm a freelance pot critic for the Denver Post.
What a wonderful job to have. How did you get that job?
I guess the bottom of it would be just persistence. I really wanted it. I kept pestering the editor more or less until he gave me a shot and gave him a writing sample, and then went from there.
How long have you been doing this now?
Just around a year now, probably this week, actually.
Any estimate to how many strains you've reviewed?
Probably between 15 and 20. I think I'm the only one who's done reviews from both Washington and Denver cannabis, and then... Okay. Picked up a couple of grams up here yesterday at a shop, so hopefully we should have some good Oregon ones coming out soon.
So as a professional critic of cannabis, what are, like, the top three things you see that are deal breakers that you go, that's out of here?
It's usually if the emphasis is being placed off of potency alone, and you can tell that the product wasn't, you know, trimmed properly, or if it wasn't cured, or if it smells like hay, or it looks like they heat dried it, there's light burn on it, stuff like that, I just don't want. And then, obviously, any type of pest or PM, if you see that, you don't want to be putting that in your body.
Right on. You know, a lot of people have their favorites. I'm sure you have certain favorite strains. What are some that you particularly enjoyed?
Yeah, so, I mean, Durban Poison is my all-time favorite strain. So
that's me, too.
It was actually the first one that I used as a writing sample to get hired by The Cannabist. There was a really good cut of it that was grown by Good Chemistry down in Denver. So that's my all-time favorite. Another one is definitely the Jilly Bean.
That's Jilly Bean.
That one's kind of hit or miss. A lot of people don't quite like the really citrusy, the kind of bitter grapefruit taste that you get out of it. But I love it, and it's a nice stimulating smoke.
Yeah, I've found, you know, with Durban Poison for me, I write as well, and best cure for writer's block ever.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, it's good not just for intellectual work, it's good for physical work, or you know have a smoke a nice joint before you go play kickball or softball or something like that, or go work out. I love it. It really just gets me jacked up. It's like a cup of or a shot of espresso in the morning.
So a lot of folks out there are going to know those popular types of strains. How about a strain that kind of caught you by surprise, a dark horse, an underdog that like nobody knows about, and you're like, hey, you got to pay attention to this one's up and coming?
Absolutely. I guess the one, and maybe it's more well known in the Pacific Northwest, but being from the Colorado scene, I hadn't seen it before. It's called UW Perp.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful. It was frosty. The deep dark hues of purple in it were beautiful, and it was a knockout, man. It was a knockout strain. It put me on my ass.
Fantastic. That's one of the side effects of having this job, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. So there's something going on here at this event. It's called the Grow-Off. Is this the name of it?
Yep. Yeah, so it's not happening at Indo, but it's something we're running in Colorado. It's myself and Jake Brown, who is the other cannabis critic. You might recognize his name from Rolling Papers, the documentary that just came out about the cannabis.
Yes.
Basically, what we're doing is we're trying to provide a more controlled type of cannabis cultivation competition. So not quite like the High Times Cup or anything like that, where people are growing their own variety or their own strain, donating a certain amount, and then people are smoking it and deciding which one they like the best.
Yeah.
We're actually having everyone being manifested cuttings from the same mother plant within the metric system in Colorado, within the regulatory framework.
Wow.
And everyone is expected to grow that same cut until they harvest it, and then we're sending everything to a lab for analytical testing and awarding prizes based off terpene content, cannabinoid content, and yield.
See, that seems so much more fair to me, because it always seemed to me like a growing competition, the typical harvest cups and such. It's like having a cooking competition, and one guy gets to make pizza and the other guy gets to make oatmeal.
Exactly.
It's like, that's not fair.
That doesn't make sense. What are you comparing?
So
apples and oranges.
Start with the same genetics, the same clone, and then we can really see who's flushing it right, who's growing it right.
And one of the other cool things is our genetics partner, Dark Horse Genetics. They've been working on stabilizing this particular strain for about 2 years, and it's never been released in the market. So nobody's ever grown it before except the people that bred it. So nobody has an advantage. We're not telling anybody what strains were bred into it, what the name of it is, anything like that. So you get this cutting, it'll be called the Grow-Off's 2016 strain or whatever, and you grow it out, and then we're going to send it to a lab. It's kind of fun being the two cannabis critics from the Denver Post that are saying, you know what, even though we get paid to smoke cannabis and write about it, you know, smoking something is not a truly objective evaluation of something.
Right.
As much as I would enjoy smoking.
Yeah. So, in my travels, I've kind of noticed regional differences. Some, you know, Pacific Northwest, we like our sativas because it's cold and rainy all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Southern California, like the Kushes because they want to get baked, you know, couch locked on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
In Colorado, are there regional differences like between the mountains and the plains, the east and the west? Anything like that?
I haven't noticed a whole lot of it just yet, but I have seen some really interesting, some of the hybrids are a little bit heavier, but you find as you get at higher altitude, you see a couple more like kind of sativa varieties down south in Pueblo where there's kind of a cultivation center happening there. But I think that brings up an interesting point. I think that we're probably about 5 years out from a whole new, generation of land-raised genetics.
Yeah.
You think about how cannabis has been hybridized over the past 20 or 30 years, and grown in a controlled environment inside the artificial lighting and artificial grow medium. And now we're finally able to get back with legalization to sun and soil growing, which is how a plant should be grown.
Yeah.
And as we see that, I think people will start to pull hybrid varieties that don't necessarily grow in that particular environment, whether it's in Oregon or whether it's in, you know, the Yakima Valley east of the Cascades or whether it's in southern Colorado, wherever it is, and they'll be focused on growing just the ones that fit that sun and soil, those sun and soil conditions. After a couple generations of growing those same strains, that is basically a new land race. So I'm really excited to see where the future of genetics is.
Yeah, and especially as we find how different strains will thrive in a high altitude environment with this type of soil versus the low altitude environment with a more loamy type of soil, whatever it might
be.
And then we'll get some regional appellations
And
start to understand that. That's really exciting. Is there anything else you want to tell our audience? I mean, there's so much we could talk about here.
No, I mean, I'm excited to be here. I hope everyone else is too. And thanks for having me on the show.
Let's tell people how to get involved in this competition if they want to get involved in that.
Absolutely. So right now, we're only open to recreational grow facilities in Colorado. We want to be out here in Oregon early next year doing our first Oregon competition. If you're a rec grower in Colorado, you can check out thegrowoff.com or send me an email, soham@thegrowoff.com. And we'll go ahead and get you the application to get in. Only got about a week left to apply, so get in there. And if you're interested in our future competitions in other states, be it Washington or Oregon, make sure to visit the website and get on our mailing list. We'll make sure to keep you in the loop with all that.
All right, thegrowoff.com. This is Soham, S-O-H-U-M, at thegrowoff.com. We can also find you at thecannabis.co.
Yep, thecannabis.co. You look under some of the strain reviews, you'll see some of mine. There's also a piece I wrote about smoking hash in India. Did an interview with Sublime in Rome a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
Any of those are mine.
Right on. Well, Soham, thanks for dropping by and telling us all about this. This is fascinating.
Thank you so much for having me, Russ. Appreciate it.
All right, we're back with more right after this. Stay tuned, everyone. We are live at the Indo Expo.